In 2016, as Zhang Yiming watched Beijing commuters transition from newspapers to smartphones, he had a profound realization. This is a revolution in information dissemination. This observation would fuel his creation of ByteDance and eventually TikTok, a company that would reshape how billions consume content. Unlike Facebook, built on social connections, or Google, built on search, ByteDance pioneered algorithmic recommendations as its core technology. Within just a few years, this approach would transform a small Beijing apartment startup into a $100+ billion global powerhouse. What made this revolution possible wasn't just technology, but Yiming's unique vision for how algorithms could solve the fundamental problem of the smartphone era, connecting people with relevant content on small screens in a world of infinite information. Zhang Yiming approaches life with algorithmic precision. Born to a nurse and technologist in China's Fujian province, he read newspapers in kindergarten while peers watched cartoons. This analytical mindset guided every decision. He selected his university using 4 specific criteria and described finding his wife as identifying an approximate optimal solution within an acceptable range. At university, Yiming was practically invisible, a quiet student with unremarkable grades who avoided mainstream activities. Instead, he immersed himself in programming languages and computer repair, often sleeping in the lab to maximize coding time. His career began at travel search engine Kusin, where he rose from entry-level engineer to technical leader in just 2 years. After brief stints elsewhere, he witnessed smartphones transforming China's internet landscape, with mobile users growing from 303 million to over 500 million between 2010-2013. He recognized that this small screen was the most valuable and hotly contested real estate in China, and he was determined to claim it. ByteDance began in 2 converted Beijing apartments with IKEA furniture. The casual environment featured employees in shorts and t-shirts, meals cooked in the apartment kitchen, and team bonding during cigarette breaks on the balcony. The name combined Byte, technological, with Dance, artistic, signaling global ambitions. Before formal registration, the team launched their first app delivering memes, followed by implied jokes, which gained millions of users within months. Their flagship product, Jinrito Tayo, today's headlines, emerged from Yiming's vision to connect people with information through machine learning instead of human editors. Despite growing popularity, ByteDance struggled to secure funding until Russian billionaire Yuri Milner invested at a $60 million valuation, a stake worth billions today. ByteDance distinguished itself through its sophisticated recommendation system. In 2012, Yiming pushed for advanced personalization despite his team's technical concerns. The breakthrough came after acquiring talent from search giant Baidu, particularly deputy director Yang Zhenyuan. Their system operated on 3 profiles: content, using natural language processing; user, analyzing browsing history and behavior; and environment, considering factors like location and weather. This approach achieved unprecedented retention rates, exceeding 45%. In 2015, Yiming suggested exploring short videos as ByteDance's next direction during an informal gathering. The company launched 3 apps, including Ame, a musicality clone that management was least optimistic about. The launch was disappointing. After removing staff accounts, user statistics dropped by half. One creator initially rejected their invitation, comparing the app to a broken-up old car trying to get on a highway. Despite poor early performance, Yiming maintained the concept was logically correct. The app underwent a complete rebrand to Douyin, Shaky Beat, with an iconic logo inspired by a rock concert's psychedelic lighting. To solve their content creator shortage, the team recruited art college students, manipulated video visibility to cultivate their desired aesthetic, and poached creators from competitors. Their breakthrough came when the backrub dance spread organically beyond Douyin, followed by viral celebrity impersonations. During China's Golden Week in October 2017, Douyin's daily users doubled from 7 to 14 million in just 1 week, then surged to 30 million by December. ByteDance mobilized enormous resources, deploying hundreds of engineers, allocating massive marketing budgets, and redirecting traffic from other properties. They even required all senior executives to regularly create and post their own Douyin videos. By April 2018, Douyin had surpassed 100 million daily active users, joining WeChat and Weibo in China's social media trinity. Yiming insisted that going global is a must for ByteDance, pointing to the fact that 4/5 of internet users existed outside China. With high fixed development costs but near zero marginal costs for new users, limiting ByteDance to one market would prevent it from competing globally. The company created an international version of Douyin, rebranding it as TikTok, a name easily pronounced across languages, while suggesting the app's short-form content. Meanwhile, Musical.ly, which had gained popularity among American teenagers, faced mounting challenges. ByteDance acquired it for $800 million to secure global expansion. In August 2018, Musical.ly users found their app transformed into TikTok, including Musical.ly, with accounts and videos transferred to the new platform. The key change was replacing Musical.ly's featured feed with TikTok's algorithm-driven For You page. This switch to Douyin's recommendation system reportedly doubled time spent in the app. TikTok's cultural impact crystallized when Lil Nas X, an unemployed 19-year-old college dropout, created Old Town Road on a $50 budget. After a TikTok influencer sparked a viral cowboy transformation meme with the song, it became Billboard's longest-running number one hit. As he acknowledged, "TikTok helped me change my life," showing how the platform could transform an unknown artist's fortunes overnight. What makes TikTok so difficult to replicate? While basic clones are easy to create, building a superior version after TikTok established market dominance proved nearly impossible. Only the largest tech companies could match TikTok's sophisticated recommendation systems and video classification technology. The more users engaged with TikTok, the more personalized it became, ensuring any clone's early experience would feel inferior. Video memes drive TikTok's success by providing accessible, creative templates that lower participation barriers. These challenges follow distinct formats. Reveal memes feature transformations timed to music hooks. Dance memes showcase choreographed movements. Challenge memes involve completing difficult tasks. Filter memes use special effects. And concept memes present replicable ideas. Successful memes occupy a Goldilocks zone, complex enough to be interesting, but simple enough to replicate. Beyond technology, TikTok achieved critical brand recognition that transformed it into a cultural phenomenon. Let's shoot a TikTok became universal shorthand for creating short-form videos. Most importantly, TikTok cultivated a rich ecosystem of skilled creators producing timely, niche content that competitors couldn't easily replicate. TikTok represents more than just another social media platform. It's a fundamental shift in how content reaches audiences. For decades, entertainment gatekeepers determined what we watched and heard. Now, an algorithm makes these decisions with uncanny accuracy, decentralizing content creation while centralizing distribution power in the hands of those controlling the algorithms. What began in a converted Beijing apartment has transformed global entertainment, launching careers overnight and reshaping media consumption. When you find yourself lost in an endless scroll of perfectly tailored videos, you're experiencing Zhang Yiming's vision, a revolution that turned the world's attention into the ultimate commodity through an algorithm that seems to know what you want before you do.